faith comes by hearing. This truth is given to us by St. Paul the Apostle in his letter to the Romans. It is a truth that gives both a name to and inspiration for an extraordinary ecumenical mission that for 40 years has been producing and distributing audio recordings of the Bible. The Faith Comes by Hearing ministry raises its own money to cover production and distribution costs and has recordings of sacred scripture in over 600 languages. The Faith Comes by Hearing team has recently added Latin to its list of languages in which the New Testament has been recorded.
Isaias enim dicit,
Domine, quis credidit auditui nostro?
Ergo, fides ex auditu, auditus autem per verbum Christi.
I spoke with Father Peter Stravinskas, who was instrumental in realizing the recording, a copy of which he and the Faith Comes by Hearing team presented to Pope Benedict XVI during the weekly general audience on January 11th. With him in studio was Faith Comes by Hearing's Director of International Programs, Lori Koch. Together, they told the story of how this integral recording of the Catholic Church's official Latin text of the New Testament came to be a reality.
Almost 2 years ago now, someone put me in touch with this work called Faith Comes by Hearing, which is an ecumenical association that makes recordings, audio recordings of the New Testament, now in 600 plus languages. And I looked down their list and I thought, well, this is very interesting, but the one language that I was most interested in wasn't on the list. It was Latin. And so I sent them an email and asked what the story was, and I didn't hear anything back. And I sent another email and said maybe my original inquiry got lost in cyberspace. And a woman wrote back and said, we only do living languages. And I wrote back and said, Latin is the living language of 1.2 billion Catholics around the world. And she called me within 10 minutes, and the rest is sort of history. And that's Lori, who's sitting right next to me right now.
Were you sold at that point on the answer that you got from Father Stravinskas, or was that just enough to get him in the door?
In actuality, we were quite perplexed at first, but very quickly became intrigued by the possibilities of recording this language as a service to the Catholic Church. We're an ecumenical organization. We want to serve the needs of all Christian expressions, and the opportunity to provide a Latin recording was something that we hadn't really considered, but very quickly gave it very serious consideration and decided to go forward with the project. And we've never looked back. It's been a blessing from beginning to end, and we're very glad that we did it.
Let me ask you a couple of nuts and bolts questions. First of all, I can imagine that it was perhaps a more difficult task to cast this edition than it might have been in, let's say, in Italian.
Well, yes and no, I think. The professionals for all these recordings said that we would need weeks and months to get this done. And I kept saying, no, I think we can probably get it done within a month. And as a matter of fact, that's what it took. And the reason I say yes and no, yes, it's more difficult to find people who are fluent enough in Latin to be able to read the New Testament accurately. But once you find them, their grasp of the language is far better than even most native speakers of a particular language. So it moved very, very quickly.
Were they, and I was just listening now to a little bit of the recordings. There was actually some of the words of institution from the Last Supper. The reading and I remember hearing when you guys were here some bits earlier, but you know, this is very well done. And there, I would imagine that even for a fluent Latin a reader and speaker, someone who is used to liturgical spoken Latin more than anything else, would perhaps have a little bit of difficulty speaking cum actione.
That is, with a little bit of actio, in the part, as it were.
Well, of course, we did it in dramatic form, in parts, the way we do the Passion for Palm Sunday and Good Friday. But we didn't overact or over-emote. And the mood that we wanted was precisely a liturgical mood. And so it wouldn't be ecce, it would be ecce. And things of that nature. So there was a sobriety to it. But at the same time, the drama of it does come out rather well.
Now, you say that this is a service to the Catholic Church. Has it been a learning experience for you? How has it changed your view, perhaps, of the Catholic Church, of ecumenical relations, as it were?
The organization Faith Comes by Hearing has been in existence for 40 years, and for most of those 40 years, we have served the Catholic Church primarily in the United States in many different ways, primarily with English and Spanish. We're currently working in about 25 to 30 countries worldwide with the Catholic Church with various languages. And so, yes, it's been a learning experience. But it's also been a very rewarding experience. And one of the greatest learning experiences and opportunities provided to us through this whole process was the opportunity to come to Rome and to be introduced to various dicasteries and ultimately the Holy Father himself. And that has been quite a learning process to understand how the Vatican operates and how the different dicasteries operate and do their work, and how an ecumenical organization appropriately fits into all that.
The visit with the Holy Father came in an audience in the setting of a general audience. So why don't you just talk a little bit about that meeting, how did it unfold, and
the meeting with the Holy Father. Our president and founder, Jerry Jackson, had the privilege of presenting the iPod Touch to the Holy Father. And, of course, it went very quickly. And he spoke of St. Jerome, spoke of the privilege of serving the Catholic Church in this capacity. And we hope to continue to be a blessing. And It did go by very quickly for him, very quickly for us, but just really a high point of the past 2 years.
Now, you did this in a month. You did it with massive distances covered in terms of your moving from Albuquerque to Newark, New Jersey. So you're going, two-thirds of the way across the country, shipping the whole operation, if I understood, and yet I remember seeing that this was not on the standards of a production involving that much complication on the logistical level, a bank breaker, as it were.
In actual fact, the recording itself, which is typical of a first world situation, is about $75,000. Whether it's a recording that's done in Hong Kong or in Paris or in Albuquerque and Newark, the $75,000 to $100,000, we were able to economize in a lot of ways on this recording.
That's really amazing. And where do you see your relationship now going from here? Do you have anything in the works? Is there a Greek New Testament in the works?
How's your Greek, Father?
I taught it for a few years.
In actual fact, one of our goals of this trip is to get connected with the various conferences of bishops worldwide so that we can offer the service of audio recordings for all of the Catholic translations that need an audio recording. The reason that we do audio recordings is because we know that 50% of the world is illiterate. If you give them a print Bible, they wouldn't know to read it, or their reading skills would not be up to par to be able to understand it. So that's the primary reason why we do audio recordings. But now, in our technical digital age with smartphones and internet, we have an up-and-coming generation that they're not readers. They always have earbuds in their ears, listening. They get their information through oral means. It's the audio, it's the video. And so in order to reach this young generation with the Word of God, we know that we need to meet them where they're at. They're on their smartphones, they're on YouTube, they're on the internet. And by recording the sacred scriptures in a format that they can relate to, we're going to be able to reach them. And so we're prepared to serve the Catholic Church by making audio recordings of New Testaments in all of these different languages.
Well, our listeners might be surprised. Some people would certainly be quite ready to observe that, well, aren't these youngsters walking around with their earbuds in all the time and always connected? The folks who would be the most resistant to this, lingua morta, as it is incorrectly identified.
Well, I started celebrating Latin Masses in New York City in 1980. In fact, I had the only Latin Mass in the state of New York at the time.
Was that a Novus Ordo?
Novus Ordo in Latin. And I would have been 29 or 30. And within a month of our initiating that program, I ended up being the oldest person in the church every Sunday. And I was only 30 at the time. And I think you discover that the young generation, the young ones who are taking religion seriously, are taking it very, very seriously, and they have a very traditional bent to them, in many ways far more traditional than their parents and even their grandparents. And so there's no question about it that the interest in Latin has had a marvelous resurgence in general, but specifically with young Catholics.
And how about among seminarians?
Well, with them,
I noticed that there were very young priests, and if I saw correctly, if I understood correctly, there were a couple of seminarians working on the project from time to time.
The rest were priests, but they were all young. I was the grandpa of the whole group. We were at one of the dicasteries, and an American priest working there said, well, I'm sure everybody at the North American College is going to want this application because this is exactly where the young fellows are. So this is, I think, a marvelous thing. We also see in the Catholic schools of the United States another resurgence of interest in Latin and just in the regular curriculum. I evaluated a new Catholic school in Indianapolis last year where they're starting the children in second grade on Latin. And so it's something that's very, very much an up and coming. We're in many ways we're on the cutting edge of this.
For more on the Faith Comes by Hearing project, including how to download their Faith Comes by Hearing smartphone app, you can visit their website at www.faithcomesbyhearing.com. I'm Chris Altieri.